It's places, everyone. The orchestra tune their instruments one last time, and the lights go down in the hall. I'm standing next to the conductor, Jean-Christophe Spinosi. We're just about to walk through the stage door and take our positions. Everyone is happy tonight. It's the final performance, and tomorrow we all get to go home to our loved ones, or on to the next job. Home to France, Italy, and Spain. Home to Oslo and Copenhagen. On to Berlin, London, and New York. The last few performances have felt like being in a trance. Anyone who has ever worked on stage knows what I mean. Sometimes there is a kind of flow, an energy that builds in the interaction between stage and audience, and sets off a chain reaction that unfolds from performance to performance, from night to night. It's like magic. Theatre and opera magic. And now we are at the final performance of Handel's Xerxes at the Artipelag Art Center in the Stockholm Archipelago. It is the 2nd of November 2014, and on this evening I will sing my last opera in Sweden. But no one is aware of that, including me. This evening, I will sing my last opera ever. The atmosphere is electric, and everyone backstage is walking on air, a few centimeters above Artipelag's brand new concrete floor. They are filming as well. 8 cameras and a full-scale production team are recording the performance. Through the stage door, you can hear the sound of 900 silent people. The king and queen are in attendance. Everyone is there. I'm pacing back and forth. I'm trying to breathe, but I can't. My body seems to want to twist to the left, and I'm sweating. My hands are falling asleep. The last 7 weeks have been one long nightmare. Nowhere is there the slightest bit of calm. I feel sick, yet beyond nausea, like a drawn-out panic attack. As if I had slammed right into a glass wall and got stuck mid-air as I was falling to the ground. I'm waiting for the thud, waiting for the pain. I'm waiting for blood, broken bones, and the wail of ambulances. But nothing happens. All I see is myself suspended in the air in front of that bloody glass wall, which just stands there, without the slightest crack. I'm not feeling well, I say. Sit down. Do you want some water? We're speaking French, the conductor and I. Suddenly my legs give out. Jean-Christophe catches me in his arms. It's fine, he says. We'll delay the performance. They can wait. We'll blame it on me. I'm French. We're always late. Someone laughs. I really have to hurry home after the performance. My younger daughter, Beata, is turning 9 tomorrow, and I have 1,000 things to take care of. But now I am where I am, unconscious, in the arms of the conductor. Typical. Someone caresses my forehead. Cut to black.